Welcome to Cricket World Radio with John Pennington and Chetan Narula on KLOK.
Welcome to Cricket World Radio on Desi 1170 AM for another roundup of the latest Indian Premier League action. This week saw the final three games of the tournament in the UAE, and then the action got underway in India, and there was plenty of drama, entertainment and wonderful performances. The Kings XI Punjab made history early on by beating the Royal Challengers Bangalore by 5 wickets, becoming the first side to win their first 5 games of the season. And this one they managed without much of a contribution from Glenn Maxwell or David Miller. Then we had one of the closest 2020 games of all time. Both the Kolkata Knight Riders and the Rajasthan Royals posted 152. Then in the super over, both teams managed to make 11. Rajasthan were the winners thanks to hitting more boundaries in the match, and Steve Smith kept a cool head at the end, taking 2 runs to effectively win from the final ball when many might have gone for a big shot and messed it up. The IPL said farewell to the UAE when the Sunrisers Hyderabad beat the Mumbai Indians by 15 runs, that despite Kieran Pollard smashing 78, a sign that things were beginning to click for the reigning champions. Kolkata's week got no better when they were thumped by 34 runs by the Chennai Super Kings. That game in Ranchi was reduced to 17 overs per side, although MS Dhoni's men were utterly convincing victors. Mumbai did get off the mark by beating the Kings XI by 5 wickets, Pollard again scoring quickly at the death as they made it 9 wins in a row in front of their home fans. The first loss for the Kings XI also put Chennai on top of the table by net run rate. Then the Rajasthan Royals, led by a superb half-century from Karan Nair, beat the Delhi Daredevils by 7 wickets, and the final game of the week saw what was arguably the best individual performance as AB de Villiers smashed 89 in 41 deliveries to guide the Royal Challengers Bangalore to a much-needed 4-wicket win over the Sunrisers Hyderabad. Joining me now to give his thoughts on what we've seen this week, it's another warm welcome to Cricket World Radio on Desi 1170 AM to Chetan Narula. Hello, Chetan.
Hello, John.
Now, it's been another fascinating week of IPL cricket. It started off in the UAE, then it headed back to India. We've ended with Chennai Super Kings leading the way and Mumbai Indians getting off the mark at last. Just give us your thoughts on what we've seen this week.
Well, John, it's been about 2 different conditions with the team coming back from the UAE back to home. I mean, in the UAE, they were all playing on just 3 grounds, so they probably in the 5 matches had sized up the conditions very well. But once they come back to India, they all play at their own home grounds and play at different grounds, in fact. And, the strengths become a little more varied for teams. I mean, we saw how Mumbai Indians used that a bit to register their first win, as also Chennai Super Kings, and reverse the result. You know, Mumbai Indians reversed the result on Kings XI Punjab, the form team of the tournament, and Chennai Super Kings used that to their advantage and go to the top of the table. So as the tournament goes ahead, it's a little more, the teams becoming a little more accustomed to the conditions here, but not so much change from the UAE, but still, nevertheless, a change and therefore a few results, a few haywire results in this particular week then.
Absolutely, and plenty of interesting games, but perhaps the game of the week was the one between the Rajasthan Royals and the Kolkata Knight Riders. They couldn't be separated after 20 overs. They couldn't be separated after the super over, but it went down to boundary count back, and we saw a wonderfully cool bit of cricket from Steve Smith to really decide it.
Yeah, I mean, Steve Smith, I mean, I was just wondering at that moment how many cricketers will, remember the simple things, the boundary count is there and they didn't really need to play a big shot. And because, if he got out, then probably the wicket, losing the wicket would have meant that Kolkata Knight Riders would have won the game. So it's the simple things that matter in such heated moments. And I was wondering how many batsmen would have remembered such a simple thing as to just, knock the ball about for 2 runs and, end the match in a tie and win on a boundary count. So full marks to Steve Smith for some clever cricket. And T20 cricket is all about being clever, be it with batting, bowling, or being smart in the field. So Rajasthan Royals really trumped Kolkata Knight Riders, who will feel a little heartened by it, because Because, you know, I found the concept of having a super rover in the league stage a bit weird, a bit odd in the sense, because, you know, a tight game which gives equal points to two teams also means that there'll be, you know, odd points, odd number of points on the points table, which would make things a little bit more interesting. As of now, the points only are shared between teams if the match gets rained out. So, but as we saw with the Chennai-Kolkata match, you know, despite there being a little rain in Ranchi, the match went on till late. So, this gives a bit of, you know, unpredictability to the points table. But like I said, I don't really like the concept of the super over in the league stage. And it seems as Kolkata Knight Riders don't like that either.
They certainly won't. I mean, 2020 cricket, certainly IPL cricket, so they don't really want to accommodate the draw, do they? I want to talk about the Rajasthan Royals, Chetan, because they really do seem to have taken this sort of philosophy of giving young players a chance and really letting them have a good run in the team. I mean, this week, and it's been rewarded this week with the performances like of Sanju Samson and Karan Nair. I mean, they really are getting behind what the IPL is all about, is getting these young players experience of really good cricket, and it's paying dividends for them.
Absolutely. I mean, when the IPL was first mooted out, I mean, it was all about giving the youngsters a chance and restricting the number of foreigners to four. And over the years, we've seen so many youngsters, and quite a few of them have also represented India at different times. And you can say that at least one of the there, Karan Nair and Sanju Samson, will be playing for India very, very soon. Sanju Samson has really taken huge strides in the past couple of Ranjis for Indian cricket, but he really stands apart with the kind of responsibility that the Rajasthan Royals on him, and it's been their legacy ever since the first season with Shane Warne, and then it trickled down with Rahul Dravid, who is also now a mentor. So the legacy is always ongoing, and they revel. I mean, they revel in this legacy, and it's not just about the young players; it's also about the fringe players, somebody like a Praveen Tambe, who's probably past his prime in domestic cricket in the longer formats of the game, but here, in a format which is very, very unpredictable on pitches that really support his bowling, and batsmen were always trying to take a dig at him. So he has an equal say in things, and it's really heartening to see that this model is actually working very, very well. I mean, if you look at it, they don't really spend a lot. They probably don't spend all of their money that is afforded to them in the auctions. They make do with probably half or 60% of that, and they're still competing with the best teams out there, teams like Mumbai Indians, the Chennai Super Kings, or somebody like a Sunrisers Hyderabad, who have spent a lot of money, and you know, they're still struggling for results, or somebody like a Chennai Super Kings, who are always challenging, as are Rajasthan Royals. So it's a model that's really, really working for them, and it's just based on one thing: giving responsibility to your players and backing them up.
And a few more young players who some have impressed particularly this week, some are just continuing to impress in the bowling front: Ishwar Pandey, Yuzvendra Chahal, Sandeep Sharma for the Kings 11, and Khan Sharma as well. So again, lots of young players who are making an impression.
Well, it's good for Indian cricket in the sense that these are all bowlers that you have named, and especially Ishwar Pandey. I think I really like the look of him. I've seen him from close quarters, and he's a bowler who's got some natural good length bowler, and you know, if he can add a bit more pace, I mean, obviously he's been bowling with a short run-up, and with MS Dhoni standing up to him at times in the T20 format, but once he works up his pace in the longer format, he can be a very, very handy bowler for India. And I think Yuzvendra Chahal has been a very, very good leg spinner for the Royal Challengers Bangalore. I think he has in him what it takes in him to play for India one day, and maybe Amit Mishra will, if he does well in the domestic circuit, probably Amit Mishra will have some competition on his hands as well. Karan Sharma also in the leg spinners mold, and taking, and probably he is a teammate of Amit Sharma in the Sunrisers Hyderabad, so probably he's learning the tricks of the trade from a senior player. And Sandeep Sharma has also been in good form for Kings 11 Punjab. He backed them up when they got out for a low score in the UAE, so it's really good to see that Kings 11 Punjab have all the bases covered and not just some big bang hitting.
You're listening to Cricket World Radio on Desi 1170 AM. Now, Chetan, you've been able to get out to the Ferozshah Kotla both to watch the Delhi Daredevils take on the Rajasthan Royals and then again to see them training and press conference. Just talk about maybe what the atmosphere has been like there, how the IPL has been sort of welcomed back to India, because you've obviously got first-hand experience of that now.
Well, let me say it was not a houseful crowd, because Delhi have been blowing hot and cool as all weather here in Delhi. It's been a little tardy in terms of high temperatures. So if the team would have been doing well, I'm sure the crowd, it would have been a houseful crowd. But it'll probably, because there are a few more matches this week, you know, Delhi Daredevils playing at home against Chennai Super Kings, and then Kolkata Knight Riders and Sunrisers Hyderabad all in 1 week. So a lot of action for Delhiites to catch up on. Having said that, I think Rajasthan Royals really outplayed the Delhi Daredevils. The atmosphere obviously was always like a party atmosphere when good music, good food, and some good drinks served in the VIP guests arena. But talking about cricket, like I said, Rajasthan Royals really outplayed Delhi Daredevils. Delhi Daredevils looking a little bit rusty at the moment, like they did when they started the UAE leg, and it's really a danger for them because, like I said, three more games in this long home run. In this particular week at home, and if they don't really do well at home, then they'll be staring at an extended season.
Yeah, it's a big old week for them. It's a big old week for many of the teams, of course. Lots of exciting fixtures. We've got more double headers as well. So some of the other performers this week, we've talked about young players, but Kieran Pollard scoring big runs, 78, and then finishing the game off when Mumbai got off the mark. We've seen a couple of good innings from David Warner, and also AB de Villiers, 89 in 41 balls for the Royal Challengers Bangalore as they beat the Sunrisers Hyderabad. Which of those would you maybe pick out as the best performance of the week, or if you've got any alternatives?
Well, I think there is only one particular choice, and that's AB de Villiers against Sunrisers Hyderabad, which just saw on this Sunday evening. I mean, that was an innings that was straight out of the AB de Villiers book. I mean, there's no other batsman in the world who can play an innings like that. And when I say an innings like that, I mean, you know, playing very slow at first because wickets are falling all around you, trying to give yourself a launching pad and then using that launching pad and to good effect. And when I say nobody else can play that, because nobody else can hit Dale Steyn like he hit him. I mean, that shot behind overhead and then the sweep over for six. I mean, those were brilliant shots. I mean, like I said, AB de Villiers, he is arguably the best batsman in world cricket across all formats. South Africa will be very, very thankful that Dale Steyn and AB de Villiers play for the same team, because I don't think anybody can manhandle Dale Steyn the way AB de Villiers does. Talking about the other performances, yes, David Warner coming in at number 4, doing well for Sunrisers Hyderabad. I think they will be very, very happy with that going forward, because not much has gone right for them. I mean, they were looking to win on this Sunday evening, but AB de Villiers defied them. And, of course, Kieran Pollard, he's also looking in good shape at the moment, and Mumbai Indians will be relying on him. They do rely on him to finish matches. He's been successful once. He's been unsuccessful the other occasion in this last week. They'll be hoping for more of the positive ones from Kieran Pollard. There's no doubt that AB de Villiers was the performance of the week so far.
And we've talked all about bowlers. Those performances we've mentioned there are mainly middle order players. But if you want to pick a couple of openers for this tournament, how well have the Chennai openers set things up for their team so far?
Well, simply put, they played six matches and 350s for Dwayne Smith, 350s for Brendan McCullum. You know, it just really sums up. They are arguably the best opening pair at the moment in this particular tournament, which goes to show how strong Chennai are. And Suresh Raina is their best batsman. He's never missed a game for the Chennai Super Kings. And in the six matches, I don't remember a particular Suresh Raina performance that catches the eye—a half century or a blistering half century or a long innings that taken him to 80 or 90. Because he usually does that coming in at number 3, which just goes to show that Dwayne Smith and Brendan McCullum have played so many balls that there's not much left to do for Suresh Raina. And that is indeed making a statement. And indeed, it points out that Chennai Super Kings, despite the auctions, despite the change in playing conditions, despite the IPL moving to UAE and coming back, Chennai Super Kings have gone from strength to strength. And it just shows now, because they're sitting at the top of the table as Kings XI Punjab slipped up against Mumbai. And I don't think there is going to be any stopping Chennai Super Kings now.
And finally, Chetan, as we bring this sort of Cricket World Radio on Desi 1170 AM segment to a close, lots to come this week. You'll be at the Feroz Shah Kotla once again, but what games are you really looking forward to?
Well, the three games that I'm going to be at, I mean, looking forward to see Chennai Super Kings, Kolkata Knight Riders and Sunrisers Hyderabad to play. I think watching on television is one thing, and you can't be present at all games, and watching on television is one thing, and soaking in the atmosphere is a completely different experience. So looking forward to these three games the most.
Great stuff, Chetan. Thank you ever so much for joining us once again.
Pleasure, John.
Great stuff, as ever, from Chetan there. And what a week of action it was. I really hope this week's is as entertaining, if not more. But that is it from Cricket World Radio for now. Now let's send it back to Lowell Tuckerman in the Daisy 1170 studios.